My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I want to talk baseball. I want to talk Guardians. I want to talk Dodgers with a big weekend. But first, I want to talk to Bill and Kent. Just kind of round out of a bronze conversation there. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good, Andy. How about you guys?
Happy Friday. Bill. Hanging in. Love it. Love it. Let's keep that rain away tonight for high school. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's gone this afternoon. I'm playing golf with my oldest son who's up from Columbus. So
right. We'll see. Hit him straight, my friend. Hit him straight.
Thank you. Guys, I just wanted to hit real quick, and I think, Jeff, you mentioned it, on a comment you made a little while ago about building a team through the draft. Building through free agency and, whether it's sustainable or not. And I've been preaching this to anybody who would listen, and that's not too many people, so I appreciate you guys taking the call. But if I was going to be critical of anything with Andrew Berry, it would be the draft. And I think, I could not agree with you more. And I say this because when you bring a rookie in, they're on four-year contracts now, and oftentimes you can control them in the fifth year. So even though every year you got a group 4 or 5 years ago that runs off, there's a core 3 years in there. And if you can pick 3 or 4 quality starters in the draft, now you've got 12, 13 guys on your roster, starters,
yep,
that have played together, have come in together. And I played college ball. There were about 12 of us that started freshman year, 6 or 7 of us finished 4 years later. But, I still play golf with all these guys. There's a core, there's a culture, who's playing next to you. And I just don't think, and Jeff, you hit the nail on the head. You bring guys in on free agent contracts. I know they're committed, but let's face it. The bottom line is where they're going to go, where the money is. I think we overestimate the ability for guys to come in on these one-year deals and assimilate and play really well together. So that's really my point. I just would like to see Berry do a little better job drafting. And I'll stop there.
Bill, I agree with you.
Thanks, Bill.
And third round picks, I'd like to see you hit more of them. We've joked around that it's a curse. You're supposed to hit on those guys. They're supposed to maybe not be starters, but they're supposed to be on your roster. And they've had 9 third round picks, and only 4 of them are currently on this team. This regime has had 9.
All right. Let's talk baseball, shall we? 10-10 start tonight, Eastern. You've got the Guardians and you've got the Dodgers. Guardians 20 games over 500, 80-60, and they now have a 4-game lead on the Minnesota Twins, a 4.5-game lead on the Royals. Now they'll meet the Beast of the West, the Dodgers, with an 84-56 record and they've got a 5-game lead in the NL West over the Padres and a 5.5 game lead over the Diamondbacks. Kind of mirrors a little bit about what's, you know, going on in the AL Central in the NL West, but it's going to be a really interesting weekend. Again, it's going to be at least tonight it'll be a late night with the Dodgers. Tomorrow too is a 9:10 start, so they'll be right up against the Buckeyes tomorrow night. They'll be in, I don't know, Guardians, Dodgers, Buckeyes, Western Michigan. It'd be tough on that one. And then Sunday, right up against the Browns, 4:10. So with a 4:25 start for the Browns. And so you'll see Boyd, Cobb, and Williams all in this series. I've said this a couple times about what's going on with the Guardians right now. I'm looking at these three games, but I'm kind of looking at the three games after as they head back to Cleveland before they take on Tampa Bay for a homestand that starts September 12th and runs through the 19th, where they'll see Tampa Bay and Minnesota in there. Over the next two series, you've got the Dodgers for three at Chavez Ravine, or I always think about Les when I do that, because when Les was a kid, you know what they used to call?
What?
Chavez Levine. That's what they used to play when they would play like stickball or play.
Nice.
And then they've got Chicago. So, you know, I look at it and I say, you got six games here. That's really what you need to do. Get one against the Dodgers. That'll make me a happy camper. I think that, you know, that levels things out. Try to go get two against Chicago, and you stay status quo from where you are. If you want to look at the big picture, of course, you'd like to see them win two out of three, at least in both these series. But it is what it is. Your thoughts?
We'll see. I'm curious to see it against a good Dodgers team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the real deal. And if you're talking about World Series favorites, I think the Dodgers have to be in that conversation. So I'm real curious to see how the team stacks up. Doesn't mean the end of the world if they win three straight. Great, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to the World Series if you're the Guardians. If you lose three straight, doesn't mean you're not. But Dodgers will be a real nice challenge for them. Real nice.
We had an interesting conversation before the show about the Dodgers themselves, the entire organization, and. You know, they spend tons of cash. They have the third highest payroll in baseball at $249 million. The Yankees are right above them at $303, and then the Mets are above them at $305. So basically it's...
Gosh, New York and L.A., huh?
Yeah, it's New York and L.A., but why...
Where are the Angels? You have that listen for me?
Yeah, the Angels are way down there. They're 13th.
Yeah, they decided to quit throwing their money away on guys who couldn't play anymore.
I'm trying to look. We are... you don't want to know where we are. So when I... You know, when you look
Does
at this...
Does it start with a three?
No.
Okay, they're
Does that
not
make
last.
Make you feel better? I'm just making sure.
Yeah, more. That's good.
First, I thought you were going to say they have a $3 million payroll. I was like, there's a lot of threes in the number. $93,333,000, if that makes you feel better. There's a lot of threes over there. But when you look at it, it's like, why don't we ever look at the Dodgers in that same evil way that we look at the Yankees? Like, we look at the Yankees as the... deep down, I believe it's just because... American League, National League, and we just don't kind of care about the
That's
Dodgers as
That's probably
much.
True, but I don't know. Dodgers have always seemed kind of fun, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're kind of the...
Yankees why? Are the evil empire.
Why is that?
I don't know, the Dodgers...
Dodger Blue, man. Like
I Dodger just, Blue, the script Dodgers is kind of cool to look at, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's in Los Angeles.
I've never seen...
Portrayed in a nice way.
But I've never seen Dodgerography. Like they're not pompous. Maybe I don't know. Like wow, and how do the Dodgers? I just probably
I don't
play.
Know. I've always kind of liked the Dodgers.
I have too, and I don't know why. Is it the happy blue uniform? Is it they've always had pretty good players over there? And you kind of like. It's hard to get mad at the Dodgers. I don't know. You should. Their payroll's through the roof compared to ours. I don't have that. You know, they got Ohtani. I didn't bother me. It bother you?
No, I kind of liked it when he went to the Dodgers, actually.
Why is it that we don't have that same nasty feeling for the Dodgers that we do that we have for the Yankees? I think it's American League, National League, to be honest with you. But when you think about it, I mean, they picked up their bags and they moved out of Brooklyn. Like, we can respect that whole not liking his team, but eras, times, difference. It'd be like us being mad about the Rams moving too, right? It feels about the same.
Maybe.
I feel like when I see all the stories about the folks in Brooklyn that felt abandoned when
Dodgers
moved,
serious.
I felt bad for them. Unfortunately, had the same feeling.
Right. And they end up with teams in Los Angeles. The Dodgers were named because of dodging streetcars in Brooklyn. The Lakers were named because of
Minnesota
Land of 10,000 Lakes.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing about the Dodgers?
Hang on. I'm going to catch a jazz concert in Utah here real quick.
All of their guys that have appeared on television over the years, you just kind of think kind of cool.
Tommy Lasorda? Is that where you're going for?
Lasorda was always on TV, you know, and doing stuff. Don Drysdale was on an episode of the Brady Bunch. You remember that?
No.
He was. Do you remember Leo DeRocher scouting Herman Munster?
That I do remember.
See, there you go.
That was after school, second grade.
You know, they're already out there in L.A. You need somebody. Hey, let's write a script about baseball. Call a Dodger.
They play as the number two team in town, though, don't they? The Lakers are number one.
Lakers are the number one team.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why are they not hateable? Dan, do you hate the Dodgers?
Oh, God, no.
I don't hate the Dodgers.
I've always enjoyed them. Here's my thought. One, the Dodgers can have beards. They don't have this stupid rule about facial hair that makes, we're the Yankees. We can't have facial hair or any of that crap. Vin Scully is a delight.
Yeah, that's true.
Vin Scully is the exact opposite of John Sterling
in that
he is a, kind of right down the middle. He'll tell you how it is. Grandpa Vin was the best, and I miss hearing his broadcast constantly.
Cut promos for me when I was a Kent Stater.
Oh. He did?
Yep.
Dang. Really?
Yeah.
Do you have them still?
I'll bet I can find them somewhere.
Oh, you got to bring those in. I want to hear those.
I'd love to hear them. 100% honesty, I'd love to hear them.
I wonder if I can find them. Yeah, I had them read promos for me for our Kent State Sports Magazine show. Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully.
I love Vin. I miss Vin Scully.
How did you do it? Just walked up to him at the ballpark? Or?
No, when I was working golf with CBS,
yeah.
I had Vin Scully, Frank Gleyber, the late Frank Gleyber, who I had the pleasure of working with in golf and basketball and football. Wow. A wonderful man and very helpful to me. Gary Bender. Remember Gary Bender?
Oh, yeah.
I had Gary and I had Ben Wright all do promos for me.
And were they all cool about it? Or?
Oh, they were phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Well, I was.
A young go-getter.
I was the little twerp carrying my little Panasonic tape recorder around while I was working for CBS. Hey, guys,
nobody from CBS was mad at you for doing this?
No, it was in my, you've done
it. What's that kid doing?
No, the announcers?
Oh,
they
no,
were
more, anybody they were
more
else
than,
watching?
They were more than happy to do it.
Yeah, I could see the announcers because they got it because they had been in your shoes at one place.
Yeah, they were very happy to do it, and it was very nice of them to do it.
Can you please find those? I definitely want to hear the Scully.
Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully.
Love it.
Was with my buddy Jeff Kurtz. You know Kurtz.
Of course we do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.